This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Winners of the annual Academy Awards will be announced this Sunday in Hollywood. In the category Best Foreign Film, it's close to an all-continental lineup, with four of the five nominated films coming from Europe. Among those is a movie called Downfall. The German film details Hitler's last days in his Berlin bunker. It was a controversial hit in its homeland, and Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says it's worth seeing.
Downfall is more mainstream movie of the week than work of art. But the reality this film confronts is so gripping, it's hard to turn aside. This may not be the most sophisticated retelling of what happened while Berlin burned, but it's a story that demands our attention. Downfall is based on historical sources, including another recent film, the wonderful documentary Blindspot, Hitler's Secretary. But Downfall's soul is pure Hollywood, with generals shouting into telephones, people saying things like, "Fritz, pull yourself together," and shells going off at predictable intervals. The filmmakers try to fight their weakness for the obvious. They work hard at making things look convincing. The film's bunker was constructed as an enclosed set with a fixed ceiling to make viewers feel the fetid claustrophobia of the place, and it succeeds. So does veteran actor Bruno Ganz. Complete with hair plastered across his forehead, he plays a Hitler who goes from foaming at the mouth to shuffling around the bunker like a homeless man looking for an empty park bench. Downfall is the first major German film in nearly half a century to feature Hitler as its main character, and it's been a sensation in its home country. The reason is the decision to portray the wartime leader as a human being, someone who is nice to his dog, even though he later killed it. He also cared about the little people on his staff, when he wasn't screaming things like, "Are you questioning my orders?" And that old standby, "It is my will." Showing the German leader's more human aspects alongside his murderous rantings doesn't whitewash Hitler or rehabilitate him. It merely points out, whether we feel comfortable recognizing it or not, that ultimate evil inevitably shows up in human form. Any film that reminds us of that is worth everyone's time.
Kenneth Turan is a film critic for the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition.